From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Advocates, national and state organizations are exploring the possibility of a multi-use trail connecting Naples to Miami. But Topher Forges reports the trail's opponents worry it will harm the environment.
The hard surface trail would be called the River of Grass Greenway. It would stretch 75 miles running parallel to the Tamiami Trail. Project manager Mark Heineke says right now the greenway is in a feasibility study and master plan stage. He anticipates more than 90% of the trail would run through national and state parks. And he says it could also help the environment.
Right now there's a series of existing culverts and bridges along US 41 that kind of block the water flow. And by building the trail, you could have a series of new culverts that would kind of act like a spreader canal and improve the water flow.
But spiritual and clan leader of the Council of the Original Miccosukee Seminole Nation Aboriginal Peoples, Bobby Billy, disagrees. He says he doesn't want to see development in the Big Cypress Preserve because there is little of Florida's natural environment left.
Since I was born to see what happened, only just 70 years old, all these wetlands and the nature disappeared in front of my eye.
Billy says building the trail would also violate agreements between his people and the federal government made during the 17 and 1800s. Project manager Mark Heineke says dealing with treaties is a federal issue. Heineke hopes to complete the current phase by midsummer. He says building the project would likely involve permits from several state and federal agencies. I'm Topher Forges in Naples.
And remember, you can now listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio. Just search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.